You're listening to Newtnia. NASA bought Voyager 2 another year of life with an engineering move called the Big Bang. On August 4, 2026, NASA carried out an engineering procedure nicknamed the Big Bang to free up power aboard Voyager 2, a spacecraft nearly 49 years into its journey and roughly 13 billion miles from Earth. The move delayed shutting down a third science instrument by at least a year, and could soon be repeated on Voyager 1. There is no repair bay 13 billion miles away. No astronaut can swap a failing part, and no new cable can be sent to a spacecraft that has been traveling away from Earth since 1977. What NASA's engineers have is a radio link, decades of documentation, and the ability to rethink how hardware already on board gets used. In August 2026, that was enough to free up power and delay shutting down another instrument on Voyager 2 by at least a year. The 30-second summary. What happened? NASA announced on August 4, 2026, that engineers had successfully carried out a procedure nicknamed the Big Bang on Voyager 2, simultaneously switching off certain devices and substituting lower power alternatives, while keeping the spacecraft warm enough to keep working. Why does it matter? Without the fix, Voyager 2 would have lost another science instrument before the end of 2026. Instead, its three remaining instruments will keep running together for at least another year, and possibly into the 2030s if the same trick works on Voyager 1. What is the catch? NASA is not calling this a permanent rescue, just a power saving in a spacecraft that keeps losing about 4 watts a year. The same procedure has not yet been performed on Voyager 1, and success there is not guaranteed. 19.5 hours. How long a radio signal takes to travel one way from Earth to Voyager 2, meaning any command sent needs roughly 39 hours before engineers know whether it worked. Why does this matter? Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 launched in 1977 on a mission originally meant to last just 5 years, and are now closing in on 49 years in space, having long since crossed out of the solar system into interstellar space. Both spacecraft draw power from radioisotope thermoelectric generators, which convert heat from decaying plutonium into electricity, but that source is gradually weakening, costing each probe about 4 watts of power every year. For years, the mission team has had to switch off instruments and systems one by one to keep going, since each shuttered instrument represents unique scientific data that cannot be recovered from anywhere else. What did engineers actually do? Since 2024, dwindling power had already forced the mission to turn off 2 science instruments on each spacecraft, out of 10 originally carried by each. Without the new intervention, Voyager 2 would have lost a third instrument before the end of 2026. Engineers called the procedure the Big Bang because it required switching off several powered devices and swapping in lower power alternatives all at the same moment, while ensuring the spacecraft stayed warm enough to keep functioning throughout. It worked. Voyager 2's 3 active instruments will now keep running together for at least an extra year. The mission team has described it as the most significant work done on the Voyager spacecraft in decades. Engineers spent months carefully planning the maneuver, complicated by the fact that the only antenna capable of communicating with Voyager 2 was itself down for repairs for part of the preparation period. Why does everything take so long? Voyager 2 is now roughly 13 billion miles, about 21 billion kilometers, from Earth, and a radio signal takes about 19.5 hours to reach it one way, meaning roughly 39 hours round trip before engineers know whether a command worked, not counting the time the spacecraft needs to carry it out. Voyager 1, farther away still, is more complex on this front, adding an extra challenge when the team attempts the same procedure on it. Before we overstate the result, NASA is not describing this as a permanent fix, Only a power saving aboard a spacecraft whose available electricity keeps declining by about 4 watts a year. The same procedure has not yet been carried out on Voyager 1. The team plans to attempt it in the coming months, without a guarantee of the same result. Even with this success, Voyager 2 will likely need to shut down further instruments in the coming years as available power keeps shrinking. What happens next? The mission team plans to perform a similar swap on Voyager 1 in the coming months. If both maneuvers succeed, NASA engineers say at least one science instrument on one or both spacecraft could keep operating into the 2030s, extending the flow of unique interstellar data for years to come. No engineer will ever touch Voyager 2 again. What they can do is think more carefully about how to use what is already there, and this week they proved that a loan might be enough to buy more time. Read the full article at newtnia.com.